Mad Marv's Notebook for August 17th, Dog Days of Podcasting 2025. So I heard from Chuck's post that you can order the Technorama t-shirt, so I put my order in for that. And having it, gonna have that delivered home because, yeah, I don't count on anything arriving in the exact right time to pick up while on my trip. So anyway, I'll have that to look forward to when I get home. Let's see, I was going out for dinner tonight and I saw something from, what website was I going through for recommendations? I know, what is it called? Eater Vegas. That's where I've been going to for restaurant reviews and such. And I found something that it's a spam musubi, but much more fancy than what I would find back home in Hawaii. So I thought I just had to check it out. And it's a legit good size musubi. About as big as a hamburger, a decent hamburger anyway. So if you're not familiar with musubi, it's just it's a dish made out of rice. It fits in your hand about the size of a burger, but the things that make it special are the toppings, or the way this one was made together. They took the seaweed, the nori, and it had a very light coating of rice on it. So it's a very little bit of rice, but inside the musubi, they put a slice of fried spam, some fried egg. I think a couple of, not pickles, but, it's pickled radishes. We call it daikon. And then they add on, that's the thing about this place. You can add on things like shrimp tempura. I had, soft shell crab that was deep fried. I know fried oysters was on the menu. Chicken katsu, bulgogi. What else? Also a bunch of vegetarian options, which honestly, my eyes just scan right over those and I forget about them. But once they put it together, it's the size of a decent sized hamburger. And I mean, for the price, it's about $10 for a single musubi, but at the size they're charging for, it's a good deal. And it feels like a decent grab and go kind of a sandwich meal. So it's a fair deal. And for me, it's kind of a unique experience just because I'm coming from home, which makes their spam musubi pretty much the same. Everybody at home more or less makes it the same way. There's a fairly large clump of rice that's wrapped in nori, and then you put layers of toppings on top of that, but more than half of that volume is definitely rice, whereas this place, it's just a thin coating of rice inside of the nori, but the good stuff takes up most of the volume, and that's probably why it charges so much more. FYI, a typical spam musubi goes for $2.50, more or less, and it's about the size, half of a hot dog, call it that. That's the normal size of a musubi, and it's meant to be snack food, not really a meal in and of itself. But this place, and no, I haven't given the name yet, so the name is O.onigiri, O-N-I-G-I-R-I. And another funny thing is I don't understand why they keep calling it onigiri, because I know it as musubi, and I know spam musubi pretty much originated in Hawaii, so I don't know why they would have changed the name when they brought it over here. But anyway, as Vegas, for me, it was worth a side trip now that I've got my rental car, just to go check that one thing out. I may go back in that area again because, maybe I talk long enough, but they did set up what they call a little Chinatown in a shopping center in one block of, I can't remember the name of the street, but, when I was walking through this place, there was a lot of young kids, well, by my perspective of a 40-something-year-old, a lot of kids in their teenage and 20s, not to mention some number of families with little kids going through to various restaurants and eateries in this place. And it's kind of like a mall in the sense that Well, they're all outdoors, so it's not an indoor mall, but most of these places are all restaurants and snack shops, dessert shops. Maybe there is one bar or two. I think I saw a couple other places that I know they're selling gift novelties. So as an entertainment place, yeah, it's very familiar and kind of interesting to go exploring on another day, I think. But I think I've spoken long enough for today, so I'll talk to you tomorrow.